this morning a bit crampy. But I was naked in your arms, so I didn't get up straight away. I just love waking up to find your hot skin flush against me. Your hands fondle me even as you sleep. I feel so wanted because of how you touch me. I don't ever want to get up. I had to, because otherwise I'd stain the bed with my blood. I tried to ease away from you so I didn't wake you. I thought you would want to sleep a bit more, but you still got pulled from your dreams and drew me back to you. I kissed your hands and said, "I have to get up." You said no in a dozy voice and held me tighter to you. I wriggled against you, loving the feel of your morning wood and eager arms, but really needing to do something about my period. I told you, let me get up, I'll come back to bed, I promise. But I've just got my period and need to sort that. Oh, you let me go. And your eyes were on me, looking sleepy but hungry. I looked at you for a minute, and then you were frantically tossing off the covers and on your knees in front of me. I could feel the blood trickling in a stream down my inner thigh and tried to go around you, but you wouldn't let me. You held my legs. I giggled at you to let me past. You held my legs firmer and dipped your head to the small stream of blood tracking down my leg. I shivered as your tongue touched my thigh and you started to run it back up my thigh, tracing the trail of blood back to its origin at my pussy. Unwilling to let me go, and you started on the stream on my other thigh. It felt amazing, the lap of your tongue against my soft skin, going tantalizingly higher and higher towards my core. Looking at you down between my legs, I started to get very horny, seeing you lick at my blood like it was the best thing that had ever happened to you. My nipples got tight and my pussy started to throb. My arms felt like they had to touch you. So I put my hand on your head and you looked up with your shit-eating grin and then went back to cleaning up the blood on my thighs. Down, you ordered, and my pussy throbbed at your command, and I moved back to the bed as your grip allowed me to, and you, still on your knees, dove back between my soft thighs and buried yourself in my bloody pussy. I don't think you've ever seemed so voracious as you did then. Like, eating my pussy was the only thing you ever wanted to do. Sucking on my labia, dipping your tongue and twirling it around my entrance. Oh, you moaned into my cunt. Oh, fuck. Licking. Sucking. Your mouth eating me with it. touching my legs, loving my pussy, blood of my period mixing with my juices and your saliva. Oh, I can't recall you ever being this intense. You're driving me again and again with your hungry mouth, not stopping. That talented tongue, those soft lips, just incredible. Oh God, I have no idea how many times I came. Oh, it was like just one unstoppable orgasm. One rolling straight into the next because you'd never let up. And when I could no longer think of anything, when you had ravaged me so hard, my body was reduced to like a burning puddle of ecstasy. You stopped and plunged your throbbing cock into me. Fuck. Oh. Despite all my orgasms, I nearly died at the delightful invasion and stretch of your cock entering me in such an urgent thrust. Oh, you fucked me so hard. Oh, as hard as you just eaten me out. Oh, you looked just beautifully lost to lust with your dark eyes and your passionate grunts. Oh, like you just needed to fill me. Just desperately needed to come inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Than I have ever heard you make. More of a bellow than a groan.